This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
As spring comes to Northern California's wine region, green shoots burst from twisted grapevines, and vineyards are preparing for a new growing season after one of the driest years on record. In 2013, Napa Valley in Sonoma County only got 5 inches of rain. And despite two big storms early this spring, vineyards only have about half of the water they typically get. Smaller, high-end vineyards and wineries are using the drought conditions to their advantage. Helen Keplinger, owner and winemaker for Keplinger Wines, describes how the vines cope with the drought themselves.
I think we'll see smaller clusters, smaller berries, smaller canopies. I just think everything will be dialed back. The vines are a lot smarter than we are, and they know how to handle drought.
Struggle can mean great things for fine wine. Smaller berries have more intense, concentrated flavors. In red wines, the higher ratio of skins to juice and pulp results in a more structured wine with rich tannins.
2012, we had a lot of moisture, we had spring rains, so we had bigger berries, and the wines are very juicy. They have wonderful, very appealing juiciness to them. 13 was obviously a drought year. We had smaller berries and better circulation around the berry, better space. So the tannins got really ripe, and the wines are beautiful, just beautiful concentration, beautiful tannin. So we'll see what happens this year. I would think though that the wines will be more structured, and maybe they won't be as readily accessible as a year like 2012.
On the other hand, big industrial outfits don't have the flexibility to change their growing practices for the drought this year. Smaller grapes and lower yield mean lower profits, and they're using a lot of water to prevent that.
The vast majority of the viticultural lands are planted to huge commercial operations. For them, it's bad news because their yield will be down.
Sarah Green, cellar master for Donnellan Family Wines.
Those are the properties that you'll see irrigating. I mean, like these huge sprinkler sets going off like 10 acres at a time and your heart sinks. The smaller vineyards are taking these great measures to simultaneously improve the health and the quality of their vineyard and also use less water because they're going to have limited access. But the big guys are just throwing the stuff around.
It's impossible to know what will happen this season. Maybe a few more storms will roll in and relieve the parched vineyards. But either way, drought will define the future of California wines in the coming years. And those that learn how to adapt might make some truly incredible wines. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Meredith Hodnott.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Sotolor by Sick Whips. Thanks for listening.